Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today's sermon is titled is Seeking and Saving the Lost. The text is based on our gospel reading, St. Luke, chapter 19, about Zacchaeus, about God saving Zacchaeus. This story is actually very well-known story in the Bible. A sinner who harmed others and was harmed by others was found and saved by the incarnate God, Jesus Christ. God wants us to understand that Jesus came into the world to seek and to save the lost. This event happened in Jericho, an ancient city in Palestine. In Old Testament times, another sinner, Rahab, was saved there. Israel's leader Joshua sent two spies into the city of Jericho. When the people of Jericho came looking for the spies, Rahab, a prostitute who lived in the wall of Jericho, hid them and helped them escape. She did this because God has worked faith in her heart to confess. Listen what she said. I know the Lord has given you the land. For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth below. As a result, Rahab and her family was spared when the Israelites conquered the city. The people of Jericho sinned all day long. They were not wise to do good, but God had love and patience with them. Do you know why God commanded the Israelites to go around the city 7 days? When they attacked it, before they attacked, 7 days around, blow the trumpet. It was not only to demonstrate God's power and teach them to be patient and trust their God, but also to show God's patience and calling to the people of Jericho. So God, you see, gave them the opportunity to be saved before he destroyed Jericho. And now, on the road to Jerusalem, Jesus entered Jericho again and was passing through. So God didn't abandon the sinful, self-righteous people in Jericho. By saving Zacchaeus, the most hated man, Jesus declared the possibility of salvation to all sinners. In fact, our world is the city of Jericho. We are in it. But thanks be to God, Jesus entered it, and Jesus alone is the light of that city. Jesus alone is the light of the world. Zacchaeus was a wicked man, not like some children's Bible study, a cute little man. The evil of Zacchaeus is shown by his title, chief tax collector. A tax collector among the Jews was not only a person who collected money by any means, but also a traitor because he served the Roman Empire. He was the least likely man to be saved that day. He was a well-known sinner. Not only did he have the reputation of a sinner because of his trade, He was the leader of the tax collector, chief of the sinners. As the chief of sinners, there is no doubt that Zacchaeus was as loathsome as the mosquito in Jericho. Nobody liked him. If we were to enter a place like that, would we first go and make friends with Zacchaeus? I don't think so. However, Jesus did just that. The Gospels record that Jesus interacted with tax collectors many times. Only Jesus truly loves sinners. That includes you and me. Only he laid down his life for us. In the story, Zacchaeus was seeking to see who Jesus was. Zacchaeus must have heard something about Jesus. Perhaps he lay awake all night thinking about his life and wondering if this is all there is. Perhaps he thought, I'm very successful and very wealthy, but I still have this empty feeling inside, and I know there must be more. Whatever the reason, whether mere curiosity or a great need, he sensed in his own heart he had to see Jesus for himself. What were some hindrances he had in seeing Jesus? He was small and the crowd large. He was short and could not see over the people. So he climbed up into a sycamore tree. So the Zacchaeus in the tree is really a profound symbol. On the one hand, everyone is seeker. On the other hand, although man seeks the truth, man cannot find it by himself. Only God reveals himself. He came to us in Christ so that we may find what we seek. So it is not we who find Jesus, but Jesus who finds us. The news about Jesus first came to Zacchaeus. Then, you see, Jesus entered the Jericho. And it was Jesus who looked up and saw Zacchaeus. Jesus was seeking him. Verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Jesus called out Zacchaeus' name. Jesus knew his name. Zacchaeus has not introduced himself and has not handed in his resume. Jesus chose Zacchaeus. He called out to this most hated man in front of all the people in Jericho. So Jesus found Zacchaeus. What to the world seems like hindrances are not things that God sees as roadblocks. Our little tax collector was a sinner, like everyone here today. In Matthew 9, verse 13, Jesus says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Today's last verse, verse 10, Gospel, for the God of man came to seek and to save the lost. The purpose for which the Son of God took on flesh and came to earth and lived among us was to find and save those lost in sin. So hurry and come down reflects that God wants us released from the bondage of sin as soon as possible. God wants us to be with him. Jesus said, I must stay at your house today. The reason he had to stay at Zacchaeus' house was because he came to save this little man. God's blessing came to his family through Zacchaeus. When God finds us, the blessing will also come to our family. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. Do you see Zacchaeus' heart opening to believe? He's being saved. He receives Jesus with joy. This is the beginning of the fruit of the Spirit in Zacchaeus' life. So the salvation of a sinner is a great joy in heaven. When we first come to Jesus, we feel a kind of a honeymoon period. But the devil is greatly angered. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. So anyone who is truly born again to the Lord is bound to be similarly hindered, accused, and disturbed. Do you know devil original means what? Devil means slanderer, false accuser. So remember, when you accuse somebody, it's devil behind you. When somebody accuses you, it's not that person accuses you, it's devil behind. Let's see the response of this chief sinner whose idols are gone and who has met this Savior. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my goods I gave to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. So you see, Zacchaeus was not confessing to those who were grumbling. He was confessing his sin to Jesus. One who is found and saved by Jesus is sensitive to sin and willing to change. But those who are false believers will only be sensitive to the sins of others. Although Zacchaeus' act of repayment cannot earn God grace, it is the testimony of his new life in Christ. He was following God's purpose of restitution from the Old Testament. The issue wasn't if he had defrauded anyone, because he had. He was a cheat and a thief and an extortionist. He sinned in order to get wealth, but now he is going to give it away. Do you see how Jesus has changed him? What once gripped his affections has become a burden. Moreover, Zacchaeus was a witness in front of his family. If we want our spouse, our children to change with us, we ourselves must first change. I think this was the moment when Zacchaeus' family was truly blessed. Let's see Jesus' response. And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham." When Jesus first said to Zacchaeus, "I must stay at your house," he was already proclaiming that he came to save Zacchaeus and his family. But now he emphasized that Zacchaeus is indeed saved, and he mentions the household again. You see, God's love. God loves and knows how to love our family better than we do. Of course, we also need to hear God's word repeatedly because our faith is weak. Bible tells us not neglecting to meet together. And Jesus was speaking not only to Zacchaeus, but also to those who were grumbling against him. As he said to Zacchaeus, "He also is a son of Abraham." Jesus was showing love to those accusers. For Jesus did not come to destroy sinners, but to destroy sin. God wants even our enemies to be saved. Jesus declares that now, after Zacchaeus has been saved by grace through faith, he is the son of Abraham. This means that Zacchaeus was justified by faith just as Abraham was. Galatians 3, verse 9 says, "So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." Jesus was actually saying to the others, "I know that Zacchaeus was a sinner, and he was saved only through faith in me. If this chief tax collector, chief sinner, Zacchaeus can believe in me, why can't you?" About justification by faith, we Lutheran understand that faith is a gift from God. How does God give this faith to us? Verse 10 again, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus declared that it was, in fact, he who came looking for Zacchaeus. The coming of the Son of Man is the prerequisite for Zacchaeus' faith. That is why Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." May we always remember that Jesus is the good shepherd who came to seek the lost. He is a good shepherd who laid down his life for us to save us. Thank God he found us and saved us. May God's Spirit, who moves us and saves us, also touch those who are seeking the truth. If even Zacchaeus was saved, the door of salvation is open to anyone. St. Paul says in 1 Timothy, "Here is the trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I was the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.